Presented by the Treaty One Development Corporation, this is the Treaty One Nation podcast. You're listening to episode 7, Oshkayi. On this episode, I am joined by Waylon Sutherland, CEO of T1DC, where we chat about the future of Treaty One and the former Cap Young Barracks project. Buju Tansi, Ojoa Mushkade, Bishikain, Dijni Kazgi Gundo, Demonishnabe, Aki. Hello and welcome to the Treaty One Nation podcast. My name is Taylor Galvin. I'm from Broken Head, Ojibwe Nation here in Manitoba, not too far from Winnipeg. And my spirit name is Brown Buffalo, and I'm from the Fish Clan. So welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining me on this episode, episode 7, Oshkayi. So we've come back to this topic time and time again. And of course, that's the vote, this huge vote that's going on. Date not totally set as of yet, because as with many things these days, COVID has been pushing back deadlines, due dates, project dates, travel, of course, life, and so much more. But even through this pandemic that we're going through, the whole team at T1DC are still working tirelessly on the master planning, marketing, communication, community involvement as well, and staying on track with this former Cap Young Barracks project. But just to back it up a little bit, because it's been a while since we kind of chatted about the history. Well, maybe not so much the history, but how T1DC came to be in the first place. And I think it's important that we know these things as a community so that when we see this project move forward and this planning process move forward and we see construction and development begin to happen in the Winnipeg area, that you're not like, well, who are these people? Who's doing this? How do I know what's going on? Well, now's the chance for us to like really give you the chance to get to know the people behind T1DC and this huge project. So back in July of 2018, that was when Treaty One Development Corporation, or T1DC, as you'll hear me refer to it often throughout the podcast episodes, each episode, it was established and registered as a corporation back then, July 2018, as just mentioned. So T1DC, what they do is that they act as the administration for the Treaty One government. They implement its direction and policies, and their immediate focus is economic development. Not a big surprise there. And specifically, development of the Cap Young lands. Longer term, however, T1DC may be asked to act on behalf of the Treaty One government in other areas. And these areas can include health, social, judicial, education, and other things that may arise from time to time. Now, I've had the absolute pleasure over the last couple of months since I've began hosting this podcast to meet with the staff at T1DC. I've had the chance to chat with them, to learn a lot about the organization, about the signing of Treaty One, about the future of Treaty One, and a lot of things that I had never known before. So this has been such an amazing opportunity for me to be able to host and to speak with them. Such knowledgeable people of this nation. And I've also interviewed those that are very closely related to the planning and the progress of the former Cap Young Barracks project. I'm sorry, but I just cannot wait till it has like a more traditional name so I can stop referring to it as the former Cap Young Barracks project. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to see the name, the unveiling of what that's going to be like. So just a little bit of a side note. So in this week's episode, it's going to be no different. I think it's always very important to bring on guest speakers to share with you what they know and what they think is important. Not only what they think is important, but how the development and the planning process works within T1DC and with this huge project that we're working on. So in this week's episode, I'm joined by CEO Waylon Sutherland to discuss these next steps and what happens as we move towards a brighter future for the Treaty One Nation. Here is that interview.
Hello, everyone out there in radio land or internet land. My name is Waylon Sutherland. I'm the CEO of Treaty One Development Corporation, and I'm proudly from the Peguis First Nation.
So there's a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talks and a lot of conferences and meetings that everyone has been involved in about how the project is unfolding at the former Cap Young Barracks. But a lot of what's being discussed is this vote. So can you let us know exactly what this vote is, what it entails, and who is the ones involved in the vote?
Well, a really, really good question. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's basically developing the Treaty One land code. And one of the things I want to clarify with all our listeners out there is it will not affect the sovereignty of any of our seven Treaty One First Nations. And really what the land code is how do we govern the land at the former Cap Young site, 109 acres. Basically, it'll be the land code, the laws that we have to follow. You know, there's essentially three pillars that are all moving simultaneously as we move forward for development. One is the Treaty One Nation. They're moving, basically building up our government, engaging our government. They're working on our co-management agreement, how the different sovereign nations talk to one another. And then there's our land department. Big, you know, again, all departments are huge, and the land department is basically working on this land code and helping us develop and formulate the plan as we move forward in regards to lands, the leases, MDSA, all those good things like that. So at the end of the day, when the vote does happen, you know, we're looking at a positive vote, because why wouldn't it be positive? It helps the Treaty One Nation, 30,000 strong. And then there's T1DC at the end of the day. So we cannot function efficiently or effectively unless we have these two pillars moving at a really good pace. And at the end of the day, our primary focus in life is to be the developer of the property and creating opportunities for our nation. So we want to create jobs, all that good stuff, provide a facility where people could live and play and work and be able to operate on those lands. So that's our primary focus. There's three major pillars that all need each other to move forward.
And after the vote, like you said, why wouldn't it be a positive outcome? What can you tell us about what would be next for T1DC, and where do we go from here?
Well, you know what, there's a lot of good things happening. We're doing a tremendous amount of studies right now. We're doing market research studies. We did environmental studies. We did housing studies. We did market research. We did evaluation. It gives us as a framework and helps us develop a framework as we move forward for development. What will make sense going here? What will make sense going here? Taking all of the feedback that we received from our market research, from our neighboring communities of River Heights and Tuxedo, as well as our First Nations, taking all that information and formulating our strategy. And so we're going to be announcing very, very soon blocks A and blocks B for development, and giving a framework and a snapshot to our general community on what we envision there.
And how involved are the seven First Nations within Treaty One in the planning, whether the past, present, or future, and the development of the land?
Well, I'm very, very pleased with their involvement. I want to give kudos to our leadership, our chiefs, our council members for being very, very involved. I also want to give kudos to our lands managers in our seven Treaty One First Nations for being very involved on our lands development team, working with our lands department and Gord Bluesky. And again, that engagement is much needed and welcomed, because at the end of the day, we need the feedback from our leaders, who we look at as the representatives of the communities, and providing that voice at the table for their sovereign nation to be able to synergistically work together as we move forward for the prosperity of the Treaty One Nation.
What are the benefits of having the ownership of this land and the opportunities? What are some of the opportunities for not only youth, but for elders and everything as well, once this land has been turned over.
Well, what I do is, I'd recommend, the computers are everywhere now. The internet is everywhere. I'd recommend our members and our people that are listening to search on internet urban economic development zones within our own region. Right now, we have Long Plain, we have Peguis, Swan Lake, right in Headingley. We have Rosa River, four of our key First Nations, and you have Broken Head that has tremendous developments right in their community.
That's all the questions that I have for you today. But before I let you go, is there any other important details or dates or comments that you think the listeners should know? And where can they find updates and news from Treaty One?
I just say, be proud of who you are, be proud of your nation. At the end of the day, visit on our website, www.treaty1.ca, and do research. Find out for yourselves. If you ever want to do something, please believe in yourself and you'll accomplish anything as long as you set your mind to it.
Wow. What a great chat. Miigwech to Waylon, of course, for joining us. And Miigwech and O Ekozie for tuning into the show. I almost screwed up my Cree right there. Ekozie. We'd like to acknowledge that the Treaty One Nation podcast is made on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. Also, we'd like to thank T1DC's Waylon Sutherland for joining us, UMFM 101.5 FM for hosting the podcast, and of course to you, our listeners, for tuning in every single week to learn more about this big major project. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach us by visiting treaty1.ca. That's treaty1.ca for all the information on the project, how to contact us, and of course, if you have any questions that you would like answered. Tune in next week where I am joined by some very special guests once again. I can't tell you who it is just yet, but believe me, you won't want to miss it.